Well, short and sweet. Mitzvah Dalet, as we move ahead. He should see vanu lahamin yirato yitalev lipache mimenu. It's the mitzvah of belief of his concept of yira. To have yirat Hashem. It's interesting how he brings in lahamin here also. But to have a certain fear of Hashem. Velo niyek kofrim holchim b'shrirut libam uvekeri. Stam, just going, whatever I want, I do whatever I want. But rather, the first yira he talks about is yirat ha'onesh. Aval nira b'yirat onsho b'cholet. He says that there's the first bottom base level of yirat ha'onesh, of fearing God, because there's a concept of schar onesh. V'zeu amro, and this is the mitzvah raseiv, et Hashem elokecha tira, to fear God. Quotes the Gemara, one of the Gemaras I asked over here, Gemara in Sanhedrin, that here it's talking about, there's a Mishnah that says, the megade, if a person's not chayiv, the onesh for cursing, says, ad she yivarech shem b'shem. You got to mention, you have to spell out God's name when you're cursing. The Gemara says, where do we learn this from? V'nokiv shem Hashem mot yumas. Person who's megadev, from the word v'nokiv, the Gemara wants to know, how do you know nokiv means explicitly saying shem Hashem? Perush tichtiv asher nikvu b'shemot. The quote from the pasuk by Moshe and Aaron here in Daf Nun Vav, that it says, Vayikach Moshe v'Aaron et anashim ha'ela asher nikvu b'shemot. So at that point, as the Rambam here says, Ratzal Omar, Ulai Omro v'nokev Shem Hashem, is what? Hu shiaskir Hashem levad? Mibilti shivarech. Maybe what? Maybe nokev Shem Hashem is just mentioning Shem Hashem without cursing. So the Rambam continues, Vim tomar eza avon bazeh nemar. Which sin is that? Ki azav hayira. Because that, by just mentioning God's name, so many people say, oh my God. It's not so clear you could say that. You have to be careful. Be careful. Ki miyirat Hashem shelo yaskir shmo levatalo. Part of yirat Hashem is not to mention shem Hashem levatalo. So the Gemara answers in his doche, hayamanel zot hashela. Udchiyat ze ma'amar. Let me read it to you over here where the Gemara says. Gemara says, maybe ema pirusha shmehu. Maybe it's not talking about cursing God. It's just saying Shem Hashem. Vayikach Moshe v'Aaron et hashim ha'ela asher nikvu b'shemot. V'azharatei mi'hacha et Hashem elokecha tira. This is what the Rambam is saying. Maybe it's not talking about cursing God. It's just mentioning God's name. And therefore what? And therefore from et Hashem. The havamina is et Hashem. It's a chisaron yira et Hashem by mentioning Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says that's not how to read the pasuk. Vayikach Moshe v'Aaron et anashim ha'ela asher nikvu b'shemot. Chada dibi'in Hashem b'shem. Because, like we had said, you need to mention Yake Yosi et Yosi. You have to mention the actual shame. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Veleka. When you're explaining the name that way, it's not that way. But this is what the Rambam really wanted here. Va'od hav yalei azhara sase. Va'azhara sase lo shmei azhara. Because this pasuk of et Hashem elokecha tira is in a positive, and it's a mitzvat aseh. And this is what the Rambam here is saying. Va'od azharas aseh v'chol azharas aseh lo shmei azhara. Lotz lomar. Shezeh amarta. What did the Rambam here say? We learn et Hashem elokecha tira is not a lav, but it's a mitzvat aseh, and therefore you won't get punished on a mitzvat aseh this way. Says the Rambam, we see from here, Ki amru et Hashem elokecha tira, from this Gemara is a mitzvah nase. We have this idea of yira ta'onish. However, there's another level. There's another level of yira, which is not just yira ta'onish, but it's called yira ta'romimut. It's the idea of not just fearing God because He's going to punish me, but understanding that there's a higher level. There's a level of awe. There's an, and that the Rambam talks in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that he says as follows. He says in Yisodei HaTorah, how do you, one of the two ways you get to love God, one of the two ways you get to love God, he says in Perek Bet, listen to the language. Hayel Nichbar Vanura Ze, Perik Bet Alachal, Mitzvah Lavo Uli Yira Uto, Shine Emar Vafta, the Shemel Kecha, Vine Emar, the Shemel Kecha Tira. There's going to be a big problem here in a second. But he sandwiches together Ahava and Yira. What Yira? The same exact Pasuk, Judah. Et Hashem Elokecha Tira. But then he says, how do I love God? Heichia Derech Lavotov Yirato. So what would I have thought, Ezra? I would have thought the Yira of punishment. Because that's what he just told me in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Et Hashem Elokecha Tira Zirata Onish. What does the Rambam say? By looking at the Swiss Alps. By going up to the Golan. And saying, wow! Amazing! Ma rabu masech Hashem. He says, "Heichya derech laavotov yirato." How do you love and fear God? B'shashi bonein ha'adam b'maseu bruav niflaim. Like we learned yesterday about that love is there's a hit boninut, but it's not only within Torah. It's understanding the nature of God and all of His great creations. V'yira mehen chokhmato shein la erech v'lokeitz. And you'll see, wow, unbelievable. The creations of God. Miyan hu ohev umishabeach mefa'er mitaveh taiva gdola leida Hashem gadol. You're awed by God to have this tremendous ta'ava. Like David HaMelech says, sama nafshi lelokim lekel chai. And he says, once you do those things, ukimechashi b'dvarim ha'elu atzman, miyad hu nirtev, the awesomeness of God. You'll recoil and you'll fear, v'yodea, that you'll know that you're nothing. You're a little speck. As David HaMelech says, "Ki eretz shamecha, when I'll see the heavens, ma'aseh etzvotecha, ma'anosh ki tizkerenu." What is man? Ulefi advarim ha'ilu ani mevaer klalim gedolim mima'aseh ribono olamim kedei shepetach lemavin, how to love God. Kmo shamru chachamim b'inyan ahava shemitoch chach ata makir et mishamar v'olam. A quick summary, major question, two questions and we'll finish. So far we've seen Ahava in Sefer HaMitzvos. We talked about the Ahava HaMechuyevet and the Ahava Ruya, two different levels. Ahava HaMechuyevet through coming through learning Torah. And then Ahava Ruya, we talked about how you love a woman, you're thinking about it nafsho every single second. The Ahava, every single second. And now we add this Yira. And Yira in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos had said Yira Ta Onesh. And he quoted the Pasuk at Hashem Lekecha Tira. But now we got a big problem. What's the problem? It's not necessarily a problem, but we'll see it's a problem. Why? Because in Halach, in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, what type of Yira is in Orbach? It's a Yirat Romimut. It's an awe. And he quotes the exact same pasuk, Et Hashem Elokecha Tira. So what does that mean? How do you deal with it? That's number one. So first of all, the Rambam could answer that question, that there are two levels. I learned from Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, two levels, and it's not one or the other. There's a concept of Yirat HaOnesh, which we need. And you also need Yirat HaRomamut, to be able to see the awesomeness of God. But the next step, and this is what the Rabbeinu Yonah says in the end of Brachos also, he says the exact same thing here as the Rambam, which is normally, Mr. Adler, we think, Jack, Yira and Ava are on opposite planes. If you fear somebody, you don't come to love them. So how does the Rambam put those two together? How do you put the two together? The answer is through a mashal. The mashal that the Beis Halevi says and the Rabbein Yonah says also, which is, first of all, we always think that Yira, we think about Yira to Onesh. We think about fearing our principal. We're not going to love our principal if I fear the principal. I'm not talking about Frisch, where you like love him and fear. You know, the idea is, think about that authority figure, you're afraid. So Ahava is not in the same breath. But here, we have this idea, a higher level, to bring it all together. You have Yirat HaOnesh, you have Yirat HaRomamut, and the Beis HaLevi says, we say it every single day in Tefillah, Al Chayenu HaMesurim B'Yadecha. We thank God for the life that He gives us. And the mashal is like a lifeguard. Anybody hear a lifeguard? Lifeguard, right? So a person is drowning. So what happens? The guy goes in. I mean, obviously, if it's good to save life, you can have. That's all. It's the fashos also. Don't be a chassid shote. Gemara and sota daf chaf. Don't be a chassid. Oh, I'm a girl. Okay. But the bottom line is, the guy's going in, saving the guy. And now, at that second, when he's coming to save you, at that second, when he's coming to save you, what is the feeling?
Feeling number one is tremendous fear. Why is the fear? Because when he has this very great, great hold on you, any second, what could he do? He could drop you, and you're dead. Assuming you don't know how to swim, that's it. But what? In the same breath, what do you have? A tremendous visceral ahava, that he's giving you life at that same time. Those two is what the Rambam here is saying. The Rambam is saying that the yirat, there is a yirat to onesh, that's a certain bottom level that we need, because we're not always feeling it, we're not always having the yirat to roma mutin, you have to know. There, yesh din, yesh dayin, we're not like the kofrim. But then there's what? There's a yirat to roma mut, of the awesomeness of God. And that the Rambam puts together with ahava, because it's not just say, wow, he's awesome, and it doesn't affect me. But it has to permeate that that's part of the love that I have. The last part for today is that we saw already that the Rambam had said the ahava is a different angle. The ahava that we have, the Rambam said yesterday, we learned in Hilchos Teshuvah by learning Torah. Here he's saying you love what? You love God through nature. Which is it? The answer is both. Both. There are two ways the Rambam says to love God. Number one is through Torah. Being able to know, to makir Hashem through what we need, through how God, through His ma'asim, through His Torah, how am I supposed to live my life? The other one is you're taking a tiyul. You're taking a tiyul, and through that tiyul, you see the ma'asev niflav. We'll start with tomorrow, because I'm already late already. We'll start with which one's better? And then mirtzah Hashem, tomorrow, we will then move on to mitzvah, hey, which is talking about tefillah. Okay, let's go, hello.